I got the shiloh that happened in yeshiva a few years ago, and from the shiloh that happened, there a lot of halachas that we could learn in Hilchos Shabbos and Tefillin. It was Kabbalah Shabbos, and I was sitting in my seat, diving Kabbalah Shabbos, and I got a knock on the shtender from a bacher who wanted to know if he could still put on Tefillin. So, and then at the same time he said, and can I shave also? We're holding, this was about 10 minutes after Shkia. From this story, a lot of information came into me that some Bachim aren't aware what Shkia is, and 18 minutes, and people think you have 18 minutes from whenever you want to have 18 minutes, it's like bonus, like you got the Pac-Man, like an extra 18 minutes. I got it, it's like whenever you realize you need it, you got it. And it's just not true. So I want to like discuss now that Shaila and exactly the Zmanim. And the Zmanim in America, Israel, pretty similar, this concept. So the day starts in the morning, it's a Hamal, it's a Shachar, we'll save that for another year. I want to focus on the last three Zmanim of the day, which are relevant for Shabbos and for the Shaila. So Plaga Mincha, just so you know what is Plaga Mincha, it's the earliest time that you can be Mekabel Shabbos. Plaga Mincha is about an hour, halakhic, an hour and a quarter before Shkia, before sunset. So let's just say, for argument's sake, a day is 6 to 6. So 4:45, an hour and a quarter before Shkia, is the earliest time you can do Kabbalah Shabbos. So those who want to make early Shabbos, if you do it at 4:30, you didn't do anything. At 4:45 is when you can be Kabbalah Shabbos, you can do everything. Daven Maariv, make Kiddush, the whole thing. That's from Plag and Mincha. Okay, that's Plag. Now let's move on to Shkia. Shkia is sunset. Sunset is what starts the halachic period of Bein HaShemashos. Bein HaShemashos means we don't know, it's a suffix, if it's day or if it's night. And therefore, when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to doing an Isser of Shabbos, if you do anything after Shkia, you're playing with fire. Because it may be Vaday Shabbos, we don't know. So from Shkia, tonight Shkia is, let's say, around 7:45, I don't know, something like that, 7:50, 8 o'clock, you'll check your phones. But whatever Shkia, whatever sunset is, at that moment is when you may be violating Shabbos, is when night may be starting. The other time it's Seis Nachochavim is when it is Badai night. Okay, so we have Plaga Mincha, the earliest time you could create night. We have Shkia, when night may be starting. And we have Seis Nachochavim, when night has Badai started. Those are the three Zmanim. You can now talk like a Lamdan, Plag, Shkia, Seis. Those are the three Zman. Now, where does 18 minutes come from? And when does it start? When does it end? And it's not whenever you want it. The minhag in America, and it's only in America, I'm actually the only. It is in America. Israel has different things, different cities have different things. In America became the minhag to light 18 minutes, to light the Shabbos candles, 18 minutes before Shkia. Not at Shkia, because you're playing with fire. And therefore, when should you be playing with fire? When should you be lighting the candles? 18 minutes before. So therefore, women, or if you're the man in the house and there's no women around, you're going to light candles at 18 minutes before Shkia. So when you say you have 18 minutes, it's because the Rabbanan in America created the 18-minute buffer zone to protect people from doing anything after Shkia. So therefore, let's just say for argument's sake, Shkia is 8 o'clock, okay? So candle lighting will be at 7:42. 7:42 is when lechatchila you should be lighting candles, and you should. But let's say you're running late, your mother's running late, your wife is running late, your daughter's running late, you can light candles at 7:43, 7:44, 7:45. But the closer you get to 8, 8 is cut off. Because from 8 and on, you may be doing chilul Shabbos d'oraisa. And therefore, wherever you are, Shkia is drop everything. And better, because the watches may not be in sync and you may not know exactly when Shkia is, don't go until 8. You at least want to have the 18-minute buffer zone. If you can't handle that, a 5-minute buffer zone. Have some level of buffer zone in yeshiva. They put up a sign 5 minutes before Shkia. At least you shouldn't do anything that close. So therefore, coming back now to this case over here. So this guy who didn't put on tefillin and didn't shave, and it was 10 minutes after Shkia. So he looks at me and says, okay, I'm within my 18 minutes. Can I shave it? Can I put on tefillin? So he was terribly wrong, because the 18 minutes expired at Shkia. So he missed it by 10 minutes. So therefore, he can definitely not shave. You cannot do any malacha, no phone calls, no shaving, no texting, no nothing from 8 o'clock and on, from Shkia and on, and preferably stop earlier. Okay, so that's as far as the Malacha, and that's because it's Chil Shabbos Misafik from Shkia and on. Now, as far as the tefillin goes, I said you can go ahead and put on tefillin. And here's where it gets very tricky. I'm not recommending anyone to do this Zechachila, but it was a Shia which came up to me twice in the same week. Different yeshivas, two different yeshivas. Two different guys had the same Shiloh within 1 week, the same Shiloh. Somehow, they each had their own interesting story. They forgot or didn't put on tefillin the whole day, and they woke up and realized that Shiloh after Shkia. So now, let's just digress a little bit until this tefillin. Tefillin is supposed to be worn during the day. You can put it on, the earliest time is sometime early in the morning, which we'll stay for another time, but tefillin is supposed to be worn during the day and should not be worn at night. It's not the Zman of Tefillin. So night is not the Zman of Tefillin. And Shabbos also is not the Zman of Tefillin. We don't put on Tefillin on Shabbos, we don't put on Tefillin at night. But here is where it gets a little interesting. Can you put Tefillin on before Shkia? Sorry, after Shkia, right? Up until Shkia, great, it's Vaday Day. From Shkia and on, it's now Safek night, Safek day. So can you put on Tefillin during this time period? And here's where the place can discuss the Shiloh, and they say, if you've already put on tefillin, you've already done your mitzvah, so don't. But for someone who has not put on his tefillin yet, he should definitely put them on right now. But he should do it without a bracha. And now we can start to understand, because this time period between Shkia and Seis is Suffolk period. We don't know if it's day, we don't know if it's night. And therefore, when it comes to doing a mitzvah, do the mitzvah, because maybe you're going to get that mitzvah because you're putting it on in a Safek period. To do a malacha d'oraisa of Shabbos, chas v'shalom. And therefore, this guy that came to me, he's definitely allowed to put on the tefillin, but he's not allowed to shake it. Because putting on tefillin on Shabbos, are you doing any issa d'oraisa? Sure not. What is the problem? Why don't we wear tefillin on Shabbos? It's a little bit spooky, not as spooky as the Shuli Pinchas. But the idea is that Shabbos is what's called an ice, icy, it's an ice. Tefillin is also an ice, and we don't double dip. We don't double icy ice because each one doesn't need the help of the other one, and then we don't do both. But we're not gonna call that, this is not a severe violation of the Torah, and this is something which, if you have a suffix, if you bechlau put it on, it's much better to put the tefillin on, misafik, and maybe be doubling up the ice, than to not put tefillin on at all and go a whole day without tefillin. And therefore, even though it's after Shkia, he can put on his tefillin and he cannot shake. Now, how late can this go? How late can you go? So Tzeis HaChochavim is when it's Vaday night. At that point, it's too late. And therefore, had he come over to me after Maariv, after Tzeis HaChochavim, the answer would have been no tefillin. Even without a bracha, you can't do it. You missed it. But because it was in this Bein HaShmashos, this Suffolk period, so he was allowed to put on tefillin without a bracha. Now, for anyone here, has anyone here heard of Rabbeinu Tam, the holy Rabbeinu Tam? What does that mean? Right? So Rabbeinu Tam is not just, oh, from people keep Shabbos to Rabbeinu Tam. Where they're really, really, really from. What is Rabbeinu Tam? Right? Rabbeinu Tam was a Rishon. He was Rashi's grandson. And it was a machlokas, when does Tzeis HaChochavim start? So some shittas hold it starts in America at least 42 minutes after Shkia, some hold 50. Rabbeinu Tam held it was 72 minutes after what we call sunset. Right? So sunset, let's just say, is 8 o'clock. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not Tzeis HaChochavim, it's not Vaday night until 72 minutes after that, which would be 9:12. Based on that, when can this person put on tefillin? Right, so we discussed that you should put on tefillin during the day. But let's say you didn't. So we say you can put on tefillin during Bein HaShmashos. What's Bein HaShmashos? So we will say we are machbid and machmir that we're not lenient like a Bein Tam. So the Bein Tam comes with some leniencies. But in this case, the Pais can say, you can be lenient with Rabbeinu Tam. And you can put on tefillin without a bracha up until 72 minutes. Now, hopefully this won't be lamaisa, but I want the lumdis to become clear. The lumdis is that Shkia starts Safek ends at Seis, When is seis? Multiple sitas. One of them is 42 minutes, one of them is 50, one of them is 72. So when it comes to this suffix of tefillin, could I put it on? Since you're not playing with fire, you definitely can and should put it on without a bracha up until the 72 minute cutoff. Now, there's one more caveat over here in this case, which is, what happens if you are Mekabel Shabbos early? What happens if you daven Maariv early? Right, so this person, this bracha came to me in the middle of Kabbalah Shabbos. So he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet. What happens if he came over after Mizmor Shir? If he came over after Maariv? And it was still not Seis HaChachavim like a Beinu Tam. Like for example, when Yeshiva will daven Maariv 20, 25 minutes after Shkia, it's not Beinu Tam yet. So we could theoretically be finished davening Maariv Shabbos night and still not Rabbeinu Tam, so it's still not Vaday night according to Rabbeinu Tam. Could he go ahead and come to the Shabbos Suda wearing tefillin, right? It'd be a good shtick. Showing up for Kiddush wearing tefillin, say, hey, Rabbi Goldberg said he can wear tefillin. So let's understand this. This is adding a new chat to the Shaila. Meaning, there's two sugyas going on here. There is day-night. So we have discussed now, it's not Vaday night until Beinu Tam. But now there's another shmooze. It's Shabbos. Besides whether it's day or night, it's now Shabbos. We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. So if you have been Mekabel Shabbos, different ways of being Mekabel Shabbos, but the same as Mashiach, or certainly by davening Maariv, when you daven Maariv of Shabbos, it is now Shabbos. And therefore, even if, this gets really fun, let's say you're Mekabel Shabbos, we learned Plaga Mincha. He was Mekabel Shabbos, Plaga Mincha, it's still daylight outside. But he daven Maariv Shabbos, it's now Shabbos for him. He can no longer put on tefillin. Even though it's daytime hours, he can't put on tefillin. So we have a unique scenario where someone who didn't daven Maariv can put on tefillin Bidi Abed up until 72 minutes, where someone who daven Maariv Friday night was Mekabel Shabbos, he can't even put on tefillin even though it's daylight hours. Right? So all these cases may be a little tricky. I want the lumdus to be clear. There's two sugyas. There is Kedusha Shabbos. Kedusha Shabbos comes with Kabbalah Shabbos, with Maariv, with Mashir. That's when you were Mekabel Kedusha Shabbos. That happens with Maariv and Mashir. Once it's Shabbos, it's Vaday Shabbos. You can make Kiddush. That is Kedusha Shabbos, and therefore you can't put on tefillin, you can't do anything weekday anymore, because it's Kedusha Shabbos. Then there's another sugya called day and night. Day and night is based on the Zmanim. Nothing to do with you. So the Zmanim are Plaga Mincha, Shkia Tzeis, and therefore you can mitzvah, as far as the day and night Shaila go, you could go ahead and put on tefillin up until Tzeis B'diyad without Bracha. But as far as Kedusha Shabbos goes, you cannot put on tefillin once you have Kedusha Shabbos, and that's going to come once you are Mekabel Shabbos through Mizmor Shir or through Maariv. Okay, so that is a look at Hilchas Tefillin to a degree, and certain Zman of Shabbos that we should all remember, and I will end with that.